have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Welcome to the 8-Bit Geek, everybody. Come and sit on my lap as I give you an 8-Bit dick. Too soon?
Wow, this is the worst intro ever.
Too soon?
Too soon? This is episode
one. Too soon in the show to start talking about dicks? Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys right out of the gate every time.
At least get past like the social media stuff.
Okay, sorry. This is episode 116 of the Ever Popular Podcast. Some have credited us with bringing back Star Wars franchise single-handedly. We cannot confirm or deny those claims. I am pretty much the Emperor, a.k.a. Jeremy. With me is my very own Boba Fett.
That's me, Doug.
And Chewie.
That's Kevin. That's and I do have the authentic Chewie hair.
Yes, he does. All over his body. We took a week off, ladies and gentlemen. In that time, we had a lot of fun. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, you need to do something for us. You need to subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, and what's that other one that we do?
Stitcher
Radio. Man, it's been a little rough. Week off, you forget things. You can also follow us on social media. At the 8-Bit Geek, Facebook, Twitter, Instagrammy. Still don't have that working, side note. And you can support us on Patreon. Give to us $1 a month. Give to us $1 million a month. It doesn't matter. Help us achieve our goals of purchasing new equipment and paying for our overhead. You can also shop with us at Amazon. Click the little link on our website. And, you know, if you shop there regularly, I mean, you'll help us out because...
Do it.
You know, money and stuff. But anyways, we took a vacation week, something that we rarely do here at the 8-Bit Geek, but a lot of people had a lot of things going on. I, for one, had nothing going on, and I didn't want to record a podcast alone because I've gotten many emails saying Jeremy needs to stop talking completely.
It was me and my fake accounts. I just kept sending them.
I get at least 14 emails a week saying that Jeremy is just the worst. So, anyways, I couldn't go out there and give you an hour of me. And Doug went to a little place called Star Wars Celebration.
Yep.
And Kevin went to a little something called the Galloping Ghost. Why don't you guys talk about your adventures?
Kev, you can go first because I feel like once we start talking about Star Wars, we'll be there for a couple hours.
All right. Well, I drove back to Chicago. Brookfield, Illinois, if we're going to get technical. I went back to the Galloping Ghost, which is still it's one of the best arcades on Earth. Make sure you support them. Go to their website, gallopingghostarcade.com. Help them out. They're trying to plan an expansion. They need some donations, man, and it's really worth it. The place is amazing. The owner, Doc Mack, is amazing. Good times. But I went back there for the Shang Tsung Fighting Tournament, or Fight Night 5, Part 5, and it was a blast.
So this was their fifth edition.
Yes, it was their fifth edition. Galloping Ghost is gonna be 5 years old in August, actually. So wow. They had this about maybe once a year. And it's just been fantastic. I mean, they had a bunch of the Mortal Kombat creators there. They had celebrities from the past Mortal Kombats, like the mocap actors. They had, the guy who drew the comic books for them. A lot of people there. About 10 different celebrities there signing autographs, taking pictures with folks. Just having a good time, just hanging out. And they hung out from, like, I'd say a good 4 to 5 hours. It was not something that they were just, like, showed up and left. They actually stuck around. They remembered a lot of the fans, and they actually held some pretty good conversations. Like, it was a really good time. And the tournament was amazing as well. I mean, there's some unbelievable, unbelievable players in Mortal Kombat from around the world, especially that showed up to that. There was one guy, MK Dan, who was from Luxembourg, Germany. There was a dude from... I think it was Brazil. I could be way wrong on that, but I mean, definitely it was just people coming from out of the country just for this tournament, and it was, like I said, it blew my mind. It was really cool. The arcade's looking great. They just hit 450 arcades there. They just built an expansion to looking to hit 500 arcades by the end of the year. Like, I mean, like I said, go to their website, check them out. If you're ever around the Chicagoland area, make sure you stop in there. It's the Galloping Ghost Arcade. Unbelievable stuff. And the nicest, coolest gaming community around, easily. And that's pretty much what I did in Chicago.
That's awesome.
You didn't compete, though?
No. I didn't want to get embarrassed. You know what? I wanted to compete in Mortal Kombat 2 because that was the only one I had a chance in. And something was up with the arcade, and they had to actually cancel that tournament. But they were doing tournaments on every single version of Mortal Kombat, from Mortal Kombat 1 all the way up to Mortal Kombat X. So that was really cool, too. So I'm sure there's some cats playing, like, Mortal Kombat 4, like the bastard son Mortal Kombat, and still, like, getting some ass kicking in.
That's awesome. Of course, we also have photo galleries from both of our adventures. So there is one that Kevin took pictures of while he was there. So you can check that out. And then we've got a couple of galleries from Star Wars Celebration, which I attended in Anaheim, California.
All right, cool. Well, let's get on with the show. There's nothing much more to talk about.
Yeah, nothing happened there at all. it was a lot of fun. I almost didn't make my flight, so that was a good way to start off the trip. And then we landed at like 1 in the morning, got to our hotel around 1... we landed about midnight. Got to our hotel around 12:45, 1 o'clock, dropped our stuff off, walked to the convention center, and got in line. And stayed in line all night to make the opening 10 a.m. panel, which was with J.J. Abrams and Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill... Kathleen Kennedy. It's where they showed off the new droid.
God, that thing was so cool.
I could not fucking believe it. When they rolled that little motherfucker out on stage, I literally lost my mind. I could not believe that it was real. Because you see it in the trailer and you're like, okay, CG, like, why do we have to do this? And then you see it in person and you're like, how the fuck does that thing roll? Like, how in the world is a ball rolling on stage and its head doing its own thing at the same time? I don't understand any of that mechanics or physics. It just defied all of them, and it was crazy. And of course, we got to see some behind the scenes pictures with the cast, the new cast, and the old cast, and then we got to see that trailer, the new teaser.
And you know, I thought it was really exciting that they kind of talked about how the old cast couldn't be here, and then all of a sudden a couple of them walked out on stage. That was exciting. Yeah.
Well, you know, cause you know, they're like, oh, you know, Harrison wished he could be here. He was planning on being here, but you know, crashing a plane at 73 takes a lot out of you. And then Anthony Daniels walked out, C-3PO. Ooh. And then Carrie Fisher followed, and then they introduced Chewie, and then with him came Mark Hamill. Like, Mark Hamill helped him walk out on the stage.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the fact that I've been up for, at that point, 36 hours, or probably not 36 hours at that point, but well over 24 hours. But when Mark Hamill walked out, like, I don't know what it was, man, but it was like, holy shit, I'm in a room with Mark Hamill. Like, I started to get, like, kind of choked up a little bit about it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm taking pictures and all this stuff, and then, like, dude, they showed that trailer and I've never felt so much just like joy in my life.
Did you get misty-eyed?
Oh, absolutely. And like, dude, like, you're sitting there watching the first time, like, you couldn't do anything, you know, just sitting there just watching, like, oh my god. And then, like, Han and Chewie show up at the end, and like, that's when, I mean, literally just like tears, and like, I'm probably the biggest smile ever. Like, probably more than like my wedding day, right? And
uh-oh.
Just like,
Katie. Shots fired. Yeah,
and then of course, so it ends, and then it was just like that. We all started barking enthusiastically,
howling,
yeah, and just being like, one more time, and then like the host of the event was like, you guys want to see that again? And of course, we're like, duh. And so they played it again. And that time, like, I had my camera out and was just, like, snapping pictures of the screen. Like, I just focused on the screen, just snap pictures. And so if you look at our gallery from day one, there's pictures from the panel of the Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher and J.J. Abrams. And there's also pictures, like, stills from the trailer. They're not the greatest. And now, obviously, now it's been released online, you can find better versions of them online. But just, I have pictures of them, like, on the screen at the event. It was insane. The convention afterwards, we just kind of walked the floor every day. We were unable to make it to the Battlefront panel because they started lining up at 6 p.m. the night before.
Like 7 p.m. You didn't miss insane. Anything.
Yeah.
At least that's what everyone's complaining about online.
Some people have said like the panel was cool. You get to talk about the stuff, but yeah, from what I mean, the trailer I would have been awesome to see, but I don't think it was worth it to sit in line for another 12 plus hours after having just done it. Like we got back to our hotel around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. We went and got food, and like we were like forcing ourselves to stay awake because not only are we like our body's 2 hours ahead of the time that's there, but like we'd been up for 30 plus hours. So we're like, stay up late so we can, you know, wake up at 8 in the morning and not 4 in the morning. And so it was exhausting. And I think I slept for about 13 hours that night. It was insane.
That's great.
But now, yeah, for the whole time you lined up, how close were you in the Star Wars? Like what kind of seats did you get for being there since 2 a.m.?
We were... Okay, so just there's a long ass lines. We were in the fourth line, so there were still like 4 lines after. So we were about the halfway point. But when we got there, they were doing, I guess, to try to break up the crowd. They're like, okay, this group go that way. This group go this way, and try to file in there. And we could have sat closer, but we wanted to be able to, because it was in an arena, like is what they called it. It was just like a stadium sort of seating situation. If we had gone any farther down, we would have been on the floor, and at that point you're looking over people's heads, you know, blah blah blah. So we were in like the third or fourth row of the stadium part, so we're pretty far back, but we're at a point where we don't have to look over anybody. We can see the stage, we can see the huge ass screen. We're not having to like look back. It's just was straight ahead.
That's cool.
So we had good seats. I would have liked to have been closer, but at the same time I would have hated to trying to fight over, because I could literally just sit there. I was just in there zoomed in on my camera just taking pictures and wasn't have to fight anybody in front of me or around anybody or any of that nonsense that sometimes you'll come across. It like people start standing up and all that shit. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So but we didn't go to any other panels after that. We did walk through the Force Awakens. They had an exhibit of all these costumes and stuff
that I was very jealous of,
and oh my god, like it was so cool seeing some of the stuff in there. Like, I mean, okay, one, and you can see this in the pictures again, we have them on the gallery. There's a picture of John Boyega or whatever his name is, I don't remember, his character, who is the stormtrooper, in his outfit, and he has a lightsaber and clipped onto his outfit. In one of the drawings, not in the actual picture of the case, but I have a picture of the concept art for it, and the lightsaber looks a lot like Anakin's, like the same. So there's some speculation now, just based on that. Like, does Luke give him his lightsaber? Why does he have this Anakin Skywalker looking lightsaber? Because everyone's lightsaber looks so different. There's not a coincidence that looks just like his lightsaber. Like,
yeah.
And then Rilo Kent or Kylo Ren or whatever the bad guy is, the one with the mask and the lightsaber with the cross guard or whatever, really tall, like inside that case, like well over 6 feet tall.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe.
And
Vader.
There's no, I mean, it's really thin too. Like it's tall and thin. Yeah. And so some people were like, well, Adam Driver is actually pretty tall, so if that is him, like he's a little bit over 6 foot, so like maybe that's him. But I'm wondering if not. Like, what if it's Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones? The girl that plays Brienne of Tarth, because she's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
And she's like 6'5".
Whoa.
You think it's a chick as the bad guy?
What's that?
You think it's a chick as the bad guy?
I think that they're... I would not be surprised. I think everyone expects Adam Driver because he already kind of has like that... I don't want to say evil-looking face, but he's just got this mug that just like... You're like, in the Star Wars universe, like, you're obviously a Sith. Like, you're just a bad person. But it's behind a mask. Like, I think it's a waste, like, almost. So why not mislead people? Everyone's immediately assuming that Adam Driver is a bad guy. We haven't seen him in any of the trailers.
Yeah.
Like, why not put a chick behind this? Why not make this big baddie a woman. Like, why not?
Because, man.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Because you've been on this kick lately of changing it all up, and I mean, you've gotten some backlash because of it.
There's some good female Siths, like, in the Star Wars universe, like Asajj Ventress or whatever from the Clone Wars, right? I mean, that's a pretty fucking badass Sith.
Next thing you're going to want is it to be a black chick.
And we already got a black stormtrooper. Let's not fucking push it.
Yeah, baby steps, man. Baby steps.
So, it was a lot of fun. We've got photo galleries from all that. We've also got the trailers. You know, they talked about Rogue One there, which was also exciting. We didn't post the trailer for that because I'm not sure if they ever officially released it, but it's about the rebels still in the Death Star plans. It's going to be exciting. It was a great convention. The next year is in London, so we won't be going to that, but it will be back in Anaheim in 2017. So that will be exciting because we'll be, I mean, that'll be right before episode 8 releases. It's going to be very good.
Well, awesome, guys. Well,
that's cool.
Let's start the show now.
Yeah, sorry. Celebration was just a lot of fun. I wish we gotten to talk about this like last week.
I know.
Everyone was on vacation. It was just a lot of fun.
Every week we like to start the show off with a little bit of chat with our friends and in Miss Connections.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
All right, so, Doug, which one do you want?
Let's see.
Which one was Doug one? Doug never reads them.
Oh, no, Doug, which one? You know what
I'm choosing for Sean.
You know what I completely forgot?
The sexy music?
Yeah, this is how bad I am with when we take a week off.
I'll read the first one. I think the first one's a fun one.
Alright.
I'm going to make it... I'll flip it around.
Okay.
This is a... Let's bring Sean in.
Sean, you're in.
Hello, fellas. It's been a while.
Yeah, did you have a good week off, Sean?
I did. It was pleasant.
Did you find love?
I did. In fact, I would like to read you our misconnection. I was drunk again, and I accidentally wrote women for men, hoping that this person wanted me, but I forgot that it's because I want them. I'm supposed to put male for women.
All right.
Age. I'm 20 this week.
Well, you were drunk.
Yeah. My body is average.
We all know that's a lie.
I'm 5'3", apparently, mm-hmm. and I'm always single.
Oh.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yep. So, to the... hold on. Since this is all fucked up, I have to think about this.
Okay, you're still drunk, obviously.
Clearly. Okay, so, geek boy in the Batman jacket and girl with the tattoos. Yeah, that's right. Holy shit. This happened a while ago. At least over a year.
Wait, okay, before you continue.
Time moves very slowly.
Now, before you continue, I asked you before we started, did you find love this week? And you said yes, but it seems it was over a year ago. Did you just remember about it?
Well... Yes. And no, this isn't the one from this week.
Okay.
We'll read that one next week.
Okay.
Okay, holy shit. This happened a while ago. Over a year. Yeah, we read that. But I still have some regrets of not giving you my number. Back in January of last year, I was at the Hibachi Buffet on Kearney with some friends, and you were there with family. You had a Resident Evil... Wait, I have a Resident Evil tattoo on my arm, and you noticed it and complimented it when you caught me staring. Oh. This is already fucked up. I don't remember how I wrote this.
God damn.
Anyways, I complimented you on your Batman jacket. We talked some more about different geek things, and you showed me the rest of your tattoos that you apparently also have. You came back in the restaurant after you paid and said you were dared to get my number, which I denied you because I was in a relationship with Betty Palm and her five sisters.
Oh, wow.
If this is you or think it might be you, or you might know who I'm talking about, email me a picture of your face and the tattoos that you have and describe my super sexy appearance. Thanks. Yours truly, Sean Pettis.
That was rough, Sean.
I shouldn't be drunk when I write these things or read them.
I like when you're drunk.
All right, we have another
happy Sean Pettis.
We have another woman for male, or I mean male for a woman, whatever. But however you, I mean, Sean was that for a woman or a man?
It was for a woman.
Okay. All right. Well, this one is a woman for a man. Earth Fair.
I'm looking for a sophisticated hipster at the peanut butter machine. Hey, wow. You. Strangely attractive, bald man with hipster glasses and nice shoes. I saw you making eyes at me in the produce section. It's me!
Oh, no.
The freakishly beautiful single mom with tattoos and a winning personality.
Hey, do you have tattoos on your arms? Because we could wrap this up real quick.
Yes, I do. Yes, that is right. I am, in fact, single. I was making peanut butter with my daughter. And you started talking to us. Were you hitting on me or just actually needing peanut butter? I would have totally have flirted back, but, well, I'm not sure how this works. Grocery store flirting with my kid? I mean, you could be married or very likely homosexual.
What?
Those were very indeed nice shoes. Oh, well. I see you hot professor type nerds all over the place. I'm pretty sure you saw me checking. I'm pretty sure you were checking me out. I mean, come on. Just spit it out and ask me if I'm single or something. Jesus! The douchebags have been going out with. Why can't one of you just man up and tell me I'm the goddess you've been searching for? The end.
Wow.
Clearly he was a homosexual because of his very nice shoes.
Christ, man.
She had, she was very bipolar.
Jesus.
Even if this was a very beautiful woman, man, you ruined it with that voice. I can't. I'm just gonna picture like some like Marlboro smoking like 8-packs a day type like.
Hold on. Now, imagine that woman, right? And now go up to her and say something like, just you know, spark up a conversation.
Hey, you gotta see you had some of that peanut butter there. You mind if I have some?
Jesus, free country. You homosexual? Or are you hitting on me?
Well, I was. Now I'm going over there.
Well, take out your dick and just man up.
You know it's bad when Sean Pettis even turns it down.
Yeah. Sounds like... Yeah, I came over to tell us that you were the goddess I've been searching for, not the god I've been searching for. So I'm just going to walk over there.
You can have another drink there, Sean.
No, I am not drunk enough for this.
All right, Kev, you're up, man.
I'm going to take a page from Jeremy's book on this one. Another Walmart classic. This time, fine sex woman at Walmart. Male for women in Murphy's Barrel.
I love Murphy's Barrel.
It's a barrel for Murphy. I saw you today a little before 2 p.m. Or if you're going, it's 1400 hours military time. Walking to your car in the parking lot. You blonde hair, sunglasses, beige top, light colored slacks. What the fuck? Was that a sentence?
I think it's describing you. Blonde hair, sunglasses, beige
top. Oh, there's no comma. There's no nothing. I don't need comma. Nice body, great ass. Loved watching that sexy wiggle. You are a true beauty. I hope your partner knows how lucky they are. That was all a run-on sentence. Holy shit.
You just described me.
Please, no. Please, no. I go back.
Oh.
That was successful.
Oh.
Now time for movie news. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. Well, guys, there's not a lot of movie news going on. There's a lot of cool things going on, not like mega news, because it's almost summertime and we already know all the mega news that's happening. So we will get through this because there's some Monster Gaming news. But Bruce Campbell has said that Ash versus the Evil Dead, which will be a TV show, won't be a watered down version of Evil Dead. And so that's very, very exciting news. I am a huge fan of Evil Dead and, of course, the sequels that it spawned, Army of Darkness. And I'm very excited for this. I don't know about you guys, but it's already on my watch list.
Oh, easily. I mean, Bruce Campbell in this picture is looking very, very good for his age.
Tight.
Like, he looks like he's gotten back in shape just for this role.
Hell yeah. He's looking,
because there were some movies that came out a few years ago. He did not look too shabby.
Well, the Elvis one, Burn Notice.
Well, Boba Hotep, he was in makeup, but you see him on Burn Notice. He kind of looked like Dan Aykroyd in that.
Maybe
like,
that was his character.
Look like you, but you look a little heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
I just want to meet Bruce Campbell and give him a hug.
I do too, dude. I've gushed about how much I love that man, and I've read his books like numerous times. It's
If Chins Could Kill, such a great book.
Oh, it's so. Oh my gosh, Doug, if you've never read his books, you've got to. They put them on your read list, dude. They are phenomenal. He's got an autobiography, and then he's got an autobiography that's a fake autobiography that tells the story of his of an action like drama. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's called Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way.
Yeah, dude, you've got to put it on your read list. But other than that, if you guys love The Office and you love The Muppets, you're going to love what The Muppet TV show will be like.
Because
it's going to be like The Office style mockumentary. And that is fucking awesome.
Yes. 100%, 1000% yes.
Yes.
Like, I cannot tell you how I'm psyched I am for this. It's going to be really great.
I think it's a good format. I think that's actually, it will be a really good format for this sort of show. Instead of
I think it's a good evolution of the show.
Yeah. Well, instead of it just being like how the old one was, where it was just like them doing the show, like the Muppet show, and then like all the behind the scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they do that, but in that mockumentary style, I think that's a good format for it, mm-hmm. where it changes how you make that show. Because again, before it was just like a one camera, here's the set, here are the Muppets interacting on the set as they walk through the set, and then but it's a still camera.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this sort of that I think will introduce a really cool aspect to the Muppets that we haven't really seen before. I think it'll make them feel more real and less like they're on a stage.
I think that'd be cool. And plus the fact that they can do so much more now with puppeteering, it's going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Sesame Street is proving that. Like, I don't know if you guys saw the Avengers Sesame Street sketch. I was going to say Muppets, but Sesame Street. I mean, I know it's the Muppets, but the Veggies or whatever it was.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh my god, we posted it earlier today. It is a
Avengers
spoof that they did with like Cookie Monster's the Hulk, and then there's like Onion Man and Captain. What was it? America. It was America. Captain. Oh shit.
I'll be right back.
It was just really funny.
I'll be back.
But
guys.
Like, are you gonna go watch it?
Yeah, I gotta go real quick.
But the point being is that like a lot of it is in front of like the green screens and stuff now, but in a way that it looks really cinematic. They've done a really good job, and like their House of Bricks, the House of Cards parody they did, or the Game of Chairs / Game of Thrones parody that they did, like Sesame Street's been on point this year, and I don't know if it's always been that way. I've just never noticed, but they're killing it.
And they were doing pretty good. Like when Katy Perry did that little parody thing too with her.
God, when she was jumping.
With Elmo.
Oops. Yeah.
That became the gift to end all gifts.
Yeah. So, point being, they've made some advances in how they do like the Muppets and stuff, and it's been very apparent on Sesame Street, and so I'm excited to see what they do on their new show.
For sure. Didn't you say something about Furious 7 making a shit ton of money?
Yes.
It's like the number, it's got how much money has it made? It's the first to make it past $1 billion quickly or something.
Yeah, it's like the fastest movie like
pun.
In history. Huh?
Pun. You said it's the fastest. Come on, follow along, kids.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's the fastest and most furious movie to pass $1 billion in the global
charts. Oh,
yeah, thank you. Box office. Global box
office. Yeah. That's pretty
which is pretty impressive.
Crazy. I mean, especially for a film that has 7 films to its credit. You know, I mean, like it's they've tried this 6 times before and this is the one that like just but of course the death of Paul Walker helped.
Yeah. And, you know, I was reading something earlier this week that was saying that they're expecting Star Wars to even do even better. So another 7th movie in a franchise that may just absolutely dominate the box office this year.
Mm. Marvel's up to what, like, I don't know, number 9? The Avengers 14? What are we doing?
I have no idea. I don't even know what number that is. I was going to watch all the movies this week, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
So... And if you like Spider-Man, they're making an animated film, and Phil Lord and Chris Miller are ahead of it. So, I mean, go fucking Lego Movie Jump Street directors.
Yeah, they're doing really good right now. My only problem with this movie is that it's going to be animated.
Yeah, I know, but...
Well, and it's going to be like one of their... Like main, it's going to be one of their main Spider-Man. I feel like this is a cop out for them. Like they could be doing a live action, and so they're going to be doing a.
It's a way to get around the license.
What's that?
It's a way to for them to get around the license a little bit. You know.
What do you mean?
Because
it's Sony that's doing it, so they have it right now.
Oh, I thought it was. I didn't think it was Sony.
Yeah, Spider-Man gets animated and.
I thought that it was just the live action films that Marvel that Sony had the rights to. I didn't know that they had the rights to
Sony Pictures.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like my biggest fear is that they're going to use this as an excuse to do a like this is where they'll introduce our Miles Morales, and that's going to be like I don't know because they're going to want to put Peter Parker in the live action movies. I mean, he's supposed to be in Civil War. Which started filming today, that's where I'm nervous that they're going to try to introduce this character and be like, oh, but look, we did give him a movie, and like I don't feel like that's fair or even the same.
Yeah.
So, is Kevin awake over there? Did he fall asleep?
No, I was here. I ain't going nowhere.
Just you were looking down for so long. I was afraid maybe you just.
Nodded. I was listening.
Like you just.
You're like,
I just didn't have anything to throw into the conversation.
He's like, oh, fuck this podcast.
Here we go again.
Why am I here?
Talk about fucking Green Arrow.
Why am I?
Watch me now.
And then he's gonna like in his at the end of the show, he's gonna like, all right, guys, well, just come on over to my podcast that I just started. Fuck these guys.
fuck the so 8-bit geek.
PC Master Race, bitch.
Oh God.
Maybe that's what the. Maybe we should make a podcast and just call it that.
That'll just piss people off.
Yeah, it would. So every week we like to also take a look at the top box office, the top five, and the movie that I really wanted to be in the top five is not there. Ex Machina.
Ah.
I went and saw it.
Okay. Yeah.
But we'll talk about it later.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It is. Okay. Number five is Cybernatural. It's a film about the cyber and how natural it is.
God, I've never even fucking heard of this movie. What is
and
this?
And you just beat Ex Machina.
Yeah. This is a film that was... It stars such heavy hitters as Heather Sossaman, Matthew Brewer, and Courtney...
Oh, this is Unfriended. Why is it called Cybernatural there, but then Unfriended on
Oh, because it was the original title.
Oh.
It's a horror film, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people talking about it. See, now that you say it's like Unfriended, it's like, oh yeah, no, I know. I've seen a lot of stuff on that movie, and I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
Number four is the piece of shit movie called Home. Made $8.3 million for a total of $153 million.
Are you just like really sad now?
Oh, ever since baby. Kevin left the show.
Well. I'm still here.
Number three, The Age of Adeline, made $13 million in its first week.
Oh, Paul Blart.
Number two is Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, making $15 million for a total of $43.95 million. Who is going to see this movie? Because it's going to get a sequel if you guys keep doing this.
Stop it.
Yeah, there literally should be somebody, like, after they take their ticket, they should, like, slap their wrist and say, stop.
No, they need to be escorted into a separate theater where there's it's kind of like Saw, you know, let natural selection take its course. If you go see Paul Blart, we're going to put you in the room and the only way out is for somebody to kill everybody in the room.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
While the movie plays.
Yeah, I think that it should just be like an obstacle course. You get in there. Yeah, but to get out, you have to like do some, what is that, like that American Ninja Warrior shit or whatever. You gotta like jump off walls and over stuff. But like it's deadly. Like if you fall in the water pit, you're attacked by eels.
Ooh, that's good. Or how about this one? You buy a ticket to go see Paul Blart, but it shows 10 times in a row, and then afterwards, was it fucking worth it? Do you love the goddamn movie? Maybe something like that.
Like maybe if they buy a ticket to that movie to Paul Blart, then they get a vasectomy.
Oh, that's good too. Okay. Or if they buy,
you are no longer allowed to procreate.
If you buy a ticket to Paul Blart, you also have to sign a copy saying that you, wherever you live, you have to join a new community and you can only live with those people. Like you get moved into a small community off the island of Maru. That's where you have to stay.
Just with those people. But see, then they'd probably become like the next superpower because...
And they worship Paul Blart.
Yeah, these are the same people that these are the same people that are probably like voting for like Ted Cruz. So like Ted Cruz is going to go there and they're going to rise up into this next super nation.
Ooh, I got an idea. You go see Paul Blart, but afterwards, in the lobby, they have those. What the fuck is he riding on? What are they called?
Help me out. Segway.
Yeah, they have a Segway, but they have like fucking knives and chainsaws attached to it, and the only way out the front door is obviously through everyone else.
It's like some death race shit.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about Paul Blart? God damn.
We are. We're talking about the people that go see this movie.
If there's a Paul Blart Mall Cop 3, that's fucking awful.
Well, there might be, and that's we're trying to.
I know. No, I shouldn't.
Kevin, what would happen? Like, what's your idea here? Throw it out. Paul Blart, if you go see it, what should happen to the people?
The people. Yeah, I mean, like you said earlier, they shouldn't be able to procreate.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, we're moving closer and closer to Idiocracy every day. If you've ever seen that movie, you'll know. Okay. Paul Blart will fucking lead the charge on that one.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So here's what I think. If you go see Paul Blart. All right, we'll move on. Number one is Furious 7, making 18.26. It's a kind of a weak week. It's a weak week at the box office.
Yeah,
and but it still made $320 million in 4 weeks, which is insane.
God,
insane.
Yeah, that's just like I think in the United States, that's not global.
Oh yeah, that's not global.
Like we said, it's already passed a billion. Yeah. So,
and the Avengers has already opened overseas, which is bullshit.
Yes,
and it's already made like $300 million.
Yeah, like, open like everywhere else but the United States. Like,
yeah, we're like becoming last now. It's the reverse of what's happening in gaming. Gaming, Japan used to get everything first and then us. And then it flip-flopped about two generations ago. Now America gets it first. And now movies are going overseas first before we get it. What's up with that, guys? What happened to America?
I don't know, which is kind of stupid because, like, Kevin, you texted us about it last night.
Yeah,
and I really was just looking at it like moments before you texted, but because it's out online or out overseas, it's already online.
Yeah, people can watch shitty cam versions in Russian right now. So if you can't wait till Thursday night / Friday, go download a shitty cam version with a fucking weird accent dude talking throughout the whole film.
Yeah. The point is, I guess, like, I don't understand why you would release it in all these other countries that don't necessarily have the regulations that America does as far as recording, setting up a fucking camera on a tripod in a movie theater and recording it and then putting it online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want people to not torrent and steal it, maybe don't release it in Taiwan.
Yeah. Or China, yeah.
Before we get it, you know, like, because again, I bet it's probably one of the most torrented things right now. I mean, even if it is a shitty version, people are going to watch that instead of seeing it in the theater.
Because I can't wait. We're going to go see it on Thursday night, people, and I'm pretty excited. What does it start? 7 o'clock, right?
11?
Oh, fuck. It's so past my bedtime.
You don't get off work till 9 anyways.
I know, man, but it's like, then it's going to be like, I don't get to bed until 1 or 2, and I'm going to have to rub Kevin's forehead and make him fall asleep. It's a process.
I get one of those popcorn buckets during the film if you want to get started early. Great moments in hookup history.
I'm going to need
some beer. At the Age of Ocean premiere.
Where's that bucket at? Give me the popcorn. Bucket. Kevin.
Three guys with popcorn tubs on their crotches, each one, and they kept reaching for each other's popcorn for a while.
They wouldn't eat out of their own bucket.
Oh God, we're horrible people.
Speaking of horrible people, gaming news.
There's something we didn't talk about in the movie news that I don't know if you want to talk about before we get too far into the gaming stuff.
Sorry, what?
We didn't talk about Joker at all.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
How do we do that?
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
Yeah,
apparently not.
Okay.
Clearly not. We forgot it.
So... We forgot to talk about Joker and how there was a picture that got released, and the internet, of course, exploded with a, I'd say a 50-50, maybe 75-25, maybe 90-10. I don't know what the split is, but I know that there are at least one person in this podcast room that doesn't like his new look, and that person's me.
Well, his supposed new look.
His supposed new look. Listen, I don't mind, and I'll go first because I'm talking. I don't mind that it is.
Democracy.
Yeah. I am the president. I don't mind that he looks insane. Like, that's great. That's fine. I don't mind his eye makeup. I don't mind his mouth. I don't even mind his teeth so much. I mean, he just looks... I mean, he does look like a meth head, but... maybe that's the problem. Somebody very elegantly put it when I saw it online in the... on... Where was it? Reddit, I think. And they were like, oh, well, it just... you know, it looks like Jared Leto if he were at a rock concert in a different band. And I was like, oh, he's got a point. Like, I thought Buck Cherry, lead singer of Buck Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, man, that's, it just doesn't seem like, now we haven't seen it in action. We haven't seen it in motion. We haven't seen any film. So I can't really be that mean about it. I want to hear his voice and see how it matches up. And I just hated the tattoos. I just thought they were like, what's the point? Like, I don't get it. And then even the damaged one on the forehead, I was just like, boy, they're really fucking trying way too hard on this. Like, they're really trying to like connect with something and like go so far out the box that it's, I just didn't connect with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then like, so they released that on what was Joker's 75th like birthday, quote unquote, like from the day that he was first introduced in the comics. Mm-hmm. And so I think that David Ayer came out and was like, that's not the final look. We just created this image for that purpose.
Yeah.
So now they're like, well, does he not have the tattoos? Does he have the tattoos? They're still not saying, but they're saying that like that's not the final look. So there's some speculation that he may have the fucked up teeth and like, you know, but maybe not the Joker tattoos. Because they're so like ham fist, right? I mean, they're just so
right.
Joker. Now I did like the ha ha ha's. I don't know what it was about those, like on his chest and down his arm. Mm-hmm. I thought it looked badass.
I thought because
it was the Killing Joke ha ha's too.
I thought I could live with those, but then when I saw he had a fucking stomach tattoo, I was like, okay, Tupac.
Yeah. Well, and then like he had the teardrop, but it wasn't a teardrop; it was a J.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it kind of like a teardrop. There was aspects of it I liked a lot. Like I did like the huge smile on his arm too. Like, because there's just certain, there's imagery of the Joker that they used, like, as his tattoos, and I really like that. But again, if he doesn't have it, doesn't matter. I think someone released, like, a kind of almost stolen photo. It looks like someone took a picture of one of the cameras on set, like, that was pointed at him, almost like one of the screens. And it's him, and almost like in a suit, kind of, it's a side shot. And there's no tattoo on his cheek, there's no tattoo on his forehead. Mm-hmm. There's nothing on his neck or anything visible, but it's clearly Jared Leto in the white makeup with the green hair and a little bit of a makeup. I mean, it's a leaked photo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that one leaked after that, and they're like, here's a more like representative photo of what he's going to look like. And so it's not that drug-addled look. Although, I kind of like that. I like that that's kind of the evolution of him in cinema, that we're trying something new every time, where we went with the kind of gangster zoot suit Joker. Mm-hmm. Of the 80s or whatever, and then we get to the newer one, and he is just an anarchist, psychopath kind of character, and then we get to this one, and it's like a drug-fueled psychopath. Like, I think we were talking with Nick at the bar the other night, and he mentioned it. He was like, think of the Killing Joke, where the Joker started off as a failed comedian who kind of went crazy and then had some things, or, you know, I think fell in the vat, went crazy, whatever. It's like, think of it like that, but instead he's a failed musician. That's what that looks like. Instead of maybe the comedian, he looks like he's a failed musician, got kicked out of the band, went crazy, got really into drugs, and then some shit went happening, turned into the Joker. Which I was like, that's kind of funny, and could work to a degree, especially with it being Jared Leto. I think it's kind of fitting.
I need the voice as well. Like, I just need, and I'd be okay. Do you think that? Do you guys think that? Well, before I ask the question, I was going to ask something. But Kevin, what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I thought it looked fine. But yeah, the tattoos were a little ridiculous, especially the fucking forehead one. That was weird.
It was, wasn't it?
But from what I heard, I thought I heard something today where they were confirming that the tattoos were just for that 75th picture. That those will not be in.
From what I read, there was somebody who analyzed the actual photo and saw like Photoshop, you know, files and shit, like, you know, edits and whatever the fucking metadata on photos yeah. have. And saw that, and, you know, and so I'd be okay with without. I think he looks pretty good without the tattoos. I just thought it was really ridiculous with them. But I thought maybe mm-hmm. they released it to see how far they could push it and then go, okay, now we need to scale back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I they didn't bother me that much because I figured we're probably not going to see him shirtless the entire time.
But
you
what
know?
If we did?
I hope not.
Yeah, well, that would be ridiculous. But I don't know. I liked that different take on the Joker, the one we haven't really seen yet. It's just this kind of, again, straight up psychopath, crazy.
I'd be okay.
Doesn't give a shit. Is come to terms with his own mortality and doesn't give a fuck. Like, that's what I got with that.
Well, I wouldn't mind that character. As long as you just use an eraser on the tattoos.
Yeah.
But wouldn't he have? I mean, he'd have to. I mean, I'm sure a person like
I wouldn't
would
mind.
Tattoos.
Okay, I wouldn't mind tattoos, but I.
Maybe not those specific ones. Those, I'll agree with you on that.
Those specific ones, like, kind of were ridiculous. And I think it was, like, a setup for the 75 because of the fact that, you know, the one on his arm with the smile really reminded me of the new 52. And then the killing joke, ha 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 ha's, and, you know, like, stuff like that. So I really. Do think it was yeah. just
and
a
and he had like the Joker calling card look on they had yeah. like the Joker with like the you know and yeah definitely an homage to the Joker over the years right. and, yeah. and I think that's what was kind of cool about it and that's what again I wouldn't mind seeing necessarily in the movie. I know they're not going to or I don't know they're not going to speculation they're not going to but I wouldn't hate it. I mean even the, I don't know it just depends on how they write that character and how he portrays him in that aspect like because yeah. I think we're trying too much to make him the Batman or you know the Joker from Batman 66 or Jack Nicholson mm-hmm, or even yeah. Heath Ledger. You know, there's we've had
it's just a big character to live up to. Kind of like, you know, the scrutiny that we put on Batman when Ben Affleck was casted, we were like, "Oh, this is not going to work." And then all of a sudden we start seeing little images and even the trailer and then we heard one line of a modified voice and everyone yeah. was just like, all right, we're in. we're in. Fuck it.
Well, weird robot voice, yeah.
I think part of the problem, though, with Ben Affleck versus Jared Leto is that we've seen him in a Batman-like role with Daredevil. Like, I mean, you know, because, dude, you watch the new Daredevil show, and you're like, this is how you make a fucking Batman show. Like, yeah, I don't yeah, understand yeah. why Daredevil got it right, but Batman can't seem to do it at all. And so I think that kind of tainted a lot of people's perspective of how he'd portray that role because you're like, man, he really fucking sucked as Daredevil. How the fuck is he gonna be Batman?
Unless you talk to Jason, who says to watch the extended film and they
yeah, the director's cut that's
good.
Apparently really yeah. good. You know what? Fuck it. No, just go watch the one on Netflix and like the TV series and then just fuck that movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. But Jared Leto, I mean, well, he's had a lot of roles and he's done some really phenomenal ones, like in Dallas Buyers Club. We haven't seen him really in a role like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we hadn't seen Heath Ledger like in that type of role.
Yeah, right? Everyone freaked out about Heath Ledger, and until we start yeah. seeing the photos, and then we were like, "Holy shit!"
And they were really good about keeping all that on lockdown. I mean, I remember yeah. really seeing anything except for like a blurry image before the trailer dropped, and then I remember watching the trailer and hearing his laugh, the Joker laugh, for the first time, mm-hmm. and being, and that's all you saw of the Joker in that trailer, and just being mm-hmm. like, oh my yeah. god. Like, yeah. what was that?
That was
amazing.
I'm so excited and scared at the same time to hear what Jared Leto brings to the table for the voice, because honestly, the voice makes the character. Like, it honestly does. Like, you think back in history of the people who've played the Joker, and I mean, you could name them all. Like, they're just fucking phenomenal. I mean,
well, yeah, you got Mark Hamill, right?
Got Troy
fucking
Baker.
Being the Joker for 20 years,
yeah.
you know, and like that's it's like Kevin Conroy. Like, Kevin Conroy is the voice of Batman. Like, there's some people that are like, who's your Batman? Is it, you know, is it Michael Keaton? Is it Adam West? Is it what the fuck his name is? Christian Bale. But a lot of people would be like,
how dare you?
It's Kevin Conroy. I mean, that's the voice of Batman, just like how Mark Hamill is the voice of the yeah. Joker.
Yeah.
So when you think of the Joker, you kind of hear, you know, that "hello, boys and girls" sort of voice, you know, that he does.
That was a good. It's, that was good, by the way. You're getting really good at that.
And so it's just one of those. you almost want to hear that from Jared Leto, but at the same time, you want something different because it is a mm-hmm. totally different person, a totally different character.
Kind of like when you heard Heath Ledger's, it was just like, holy shit. Like, that is completely
I loved his because of how his range was.
You know, I mean, like, even that was just like, holy, I was like, that's scary.
I liked it because he kind of was like, he talked like this sometimes, and then he dropped down. And it was just like, what is that? That's creepy. Yeah. Don't do that.
don't do that. I want to enjoy this movie.
Yeah, well, like, you're actually scary. Like, you're the scariest Joker I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is what happened to Cesar Romero. Jesus Christ, bring back that guy.
Cesar Romero.
All right, so now that we got that out of our systems, let's talk games. Everybody, this is where Doug doesn't give a shit and he's going to go do whatever he wants. But with this top story, Kev, your ear has been to the streets. You're part of the gang war group called PC Master Race. And
gang war?
I got
my stomach tattoo and everything. Race.
Yeah, he's got the tattoo on his forehead. It says damaged. And damaged. So. Valve
is formatted.
Yes, that's formatted.
I was gonna say disk error.
All right, so this week Valve went through just a shit storm of rage. The fans really laid into Valve and of course Gabe got onto he went onto Reddit and tried to explain some things. And man, you know, I gotta give Steam credit. Even though the masses were just like really insanely negative towards what they did, and we'll get to that in a second, he still, you know, they had the balls to come out and say they were wrong. Okay, so here's the original story: Valve and what's the game?
Bethesda.
Yeah, Bethesda decided that we're gonna open up mods to payments, so you can pay for a mod. And people went apeshit over it. It was, nobody wanted it. Everybody started hating it. They started disliking the game after so many years. Like, the reason why the game has been around so long is because of the free mods. And
I wouldn't say that. It's a damn good game otherwise.
Well, come on. I mean, it's a good game, but fuck, the mods have kept it alive. Like,
yeah, well, yeah, that's, you know, that's,
you know, it's been around for so many years now because people keep making better and better. Like, you could the mods that have been created turns that game into just a beautiful, like, high-end PC game. Like, I mean, how old is it now? 4, 5, 6 years?
4 came out in 2011.
That's what I was gonna say.
4 years ago. And so we're talking and now when you look at it, it looks like a fucking, you can take a picture and it looks like you're in the forest. I mean, it's goddamn beautiful. With the right mods, of course, in a high-end PC.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun mods too. I mean, there's like exploding chickens. Yeah. I mean, there's
you can also turn the, instead of having dragons, you can have My Little Ponies.
Yeah, there's like Star Wars mods too, where you can like be running through fighting stormtroopers with lightsabers and shit. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
It's great. And so Valve thought that they could give people a little bit of money, but here's the problem, is that they were only giving 25% of the mod income to the developer of the mod, and the 75% went to the developer and however much the split went to Valve. Well, people hated that idea too, and that caught on, and then Gabe was like, no, it's up to the developer of how much they want to charge, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anywho, shit just got crazy with it, and people started taking mods off of Nexus. Nexus became the bad guy as well as the good guy. And if you don't know what Nexus is, they hold all the mods for free. You can download them as well. Shit just went insane. I mean, that's correct, right? That's the story.
As far as I know, yeah, it's pretty on par.
And so what happened is that Valve today went ahead and said, all right, well, we really didn't understand our market in this area, and we fucked up. And so we are backing off, and we're killing paid mods, and they took it off the marketplace today. In a good mood.
I have such mixed feelings about this, because at the one hand, there's that part of me that's like, I'm sure thousands of others, where it's like, why the fuck would I want to pay for a mod? It's essentially just DLC at that point, right. And I already don't pay for a lot of like game alt, like, you know, I don't, for skins and extra weapons and stuff, I don't pay for that right. sort of like
yeah. DLC. That's why you're on the PC.
That's what a lot of those mods are.
That's why you're on the PC, so you can get that shit.
Yeah, so I like, you know, I mod games all the time and stuff on Steam mm-hmm. or like, you know, Minecraft, things like that. Like, we just download some mods and install them. So there's that part of me that's like, yeah, fuck that, I want to pay for it. But on the other hand, there's that part of me that's like, well, these people put in a lot of fucking work. And I know that a lot of them have like PayPal, like donation things set up mm-hmm. or Patreons even. But it's just like, there's that part of me that's like, well, they did do all this work. So either someone needs to hire them and give them a fucking job because they turned your 4-year-old game into a cinematic looking masterpiece. Or they need to be compensated somehow.
Well, that's what happened right. is that somebody, you know, a lot of these people, half of Valve's staff came from modding. You know, like you go through the Reddit post and you see Gabe, you know, list it all out and say half of our developers are from the modding community and half of our games came out of mods. And you know, they
well,
owe
I mean,
so
it's definitely
much
true.
To
like,
it.
DayZ was a mod for it. It was an Arma 3.
Yeah, it was a mod for
Arma 3.
Yeah,
Arma 2,
Team Fortress, Counter Strike, Dota, all mods based on other games, and so it's, you know, they thought that they could help out people, but I think the disconnect was when you give control to a developer, they're going to take as much as they can, and to say, hey, you put in all this hard work, we'll give you 25%.
Yeah, no, kinda I agree. That's completely fucked up. I think they need to work out a better system, like a tipping system almost. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know if that's going to help them. And maybe Steam only takes like a 0.6%
yeah.
of the tip. You kind of like the tip. I forget who, what other, I think a YouTuber, someone else does it where they take like a very small percentage of the actual like donation.
Apple kind of does that. They only take 20%, right? I think that's what the,
on
the
what
cut
their
is.
Apps?
Yeah, on the apps. And you know, that's a good cut because of the fact that, You have the platform to reach all those people. You're using their back end. You're using their servers. I mean,
yeah, I think that's fair. Exactly,
that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, if you're charging 99 cents or a dollar or whatever for a deal, or not even charging, but you're donating, you're still giving at least 80 cents to the actual mod developer, and then only 20 cents is going to like hosting stuff, which I think is fair. I mean, at that point,
yeah,
mm-hmm. But 75-25 opposite, that's no bueno. That's retarded.
I think if they came out with a better pay grade, pay system, I think that would have been amazing. I think that I think people would have been happier, but I, you know, listen, riots are happening in Baltimore. Riots are happening on Reddit. It's, you know, gaming.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of civil unrest.
Yeah. And obviously the Baltimore riots are happening because of this Valve situation.
Yeah, I mean, Valve just gotten their shit together and made sure that black man didn't die while in police custody.
Well, that was a mod, right?
Yeah, oh. Yeah, no, that was totally a...
Oh, come on.
That was a GTA 5 mod with the flying whale. Let's bring this back around to something more.
speaking of mods, Batman Arkham Knight's PC specs have been released. If you are planning on playing this game on Ultra, you will need a i7 at least 3.4 gigahertz, and you will need at least 8 gigs of RAM, and you will need at least a GeForce GTX 980.
No.
Yeah, that's the Ultra.
Oh, for Ultra, yeah, you're for right. Ultra. No, I was looking at recommended.
So, no, yeah, the Ultra, which I would like to meet. I'm getting, when I rebuild my computer, it's going to be a 970. I just can't afford a $600 gaming graphics card, so
yeah,
I'll give up a little bit of performance.
Might as well just spend the extra $300 and get a Titan.
For real.
Yeah.
So, other than that, Spike Lee is involved with. I know you guys don't like sports games, but you know I do.
I like sports games.
Oh, you do? Okay, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Well, Spike Lee is involved. This is a rumor that he's involved in the NBA 2K16 My Career Mode. For anybody who's played it, The storyline is, like, the actual idea of the storyline is fucking phenomenal. Like, there's so much fun. It's like an RPG. You go through, you get drafted, you spend your points depending on how you do in the games and in the season. You build your guy up, and then also he, you know, there's a lot of interactions with the players. There's a big storyline as far as you coming into the game. Now, the story itself sucks shit. It's not that
the
good.
The dialogue is awful.
The dialogue is very awful. And if you get traded to a different team, you get the same fucking dialogue over and over again. So
I just love, no matter what character you pick, they sound
like a black man.
Yeah. Dude, it's great.
It's wonderful. So
I try to make the nerdiest looking white dude, and he's like, yeah, what's up, man? I just want to go to NBA and get my game on. I'm like, what? No, that is not you.
And it's like, hey, you got drafted. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's great.
So with Spike Lee involved, I think it'd be really cool to actually get a proper story out of it, and I'm excited for that. Lots more PC news, another PC story. I didn't even notice this when I was putting this together that there's a lot of PC stuff. But WWE 2K15 is coming to the PC. It should be there already by the time that you're listening to this. What's really cool is that My Career and 2K Showcase modes are included, as well as all the DLC from the console versions. So that's pretty dope. And it's going to be cheaper
tomorrow.
And it's cheaper than the console version. You can get it for like, what, $35 on Green Man?
If you use the coupon for 20% off, it says that it doesn't work, but when you hit the checkout button, it works. It brings it from $49.99 to $36.
Is it worth the buy, Kev?
For $36, I would say so. I mean, I've got it on PS4, and it's been pretty fun.
How's the
downside, and I hope this was rectified. When it first came out, there wasn't a lot of match types in it. Uh-huh. But I hear, I mean, the thing is, the weird part is the matches were in the game, but you couldn't select them. Uh-huh. You know, you just randomly get them to happen. So I hope that the PC version at least lets you choose them and makes it a little bit better.
How's the career
really
mode?
Interested in the customing. The career, it's okay. I mean, it's you start off 2K. At NXT and you work your way up. It's cool, but the thing is, it's not very long. Your best thing is using the 2K showcases, which are awesome. They have a whole like thing where it'll be a rivalry over a bunch of different pay-per-views and stuff like that. So they have like John Cena versus CM Punk and just stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
That's neat.
But they have the meat and potatoes is they have this universe mode where you can actually start your own seasons. You can choose who the belt holders are. You can set up matches. You can set up pay-per-views, and that it seems a lot more fun because you can get real creative with the storylines and stuff. So. That part's awesome. So we'll see if they throw in any modding tools for it. I think that'll be the version to get is PC.
Awesome. GameStop is set to buy and sell retro consoles and games, which means that if you do not own NES or any of the old consoles, now is the time to buy them before GameStop makes the price go hella high on them. Because I believe that they will set the market standard. Probably.
Probably.
And so they're not going to do this in store. They're going to sell it all online as they roll it out. But I do think that it'll set a new standard for how much these things are going to be worth.
Mm-hmm. I hope not.
That was a sneeze.
But who knows? I mean, they probably were like, oh, retro games are making a comeback. Let's jump back on that bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it doesn't blow up in their face.
Yeah. Hopefully not. You know what I'm saying? Okay, what are you watching, guys?
No, wait. There's one more story.
What? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, guys. Why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
Yeah, you just did.
Oh, okay. Well,
Doug's so done with this podcast. Doug is so done.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking at another like subscription service thing, like one of those boxes, and it's all Funko figures.
He's oh really?
That's his
send me
port
the
right
no
there.
Send me the link right now.
It's popfunbox.com.
What is it?
Popfunbox.com.
All right, Kevin, take over.
It's a little expensive. It's like $29.99 a month.
So the big news, especially today, was the big break of it. Unfortunately for all you Silent Hill fans, ever since Hideo Kojima's kind of gone off of Konami, it looks like Silent Hills is canceled, unfortunately. It was pretty much confirmed by Guillermo del Toro over the weekend, and then also confirmed by fucking
Norman Reedus.
I can't remember his name, sorry. But it's a real big bummer because the teaser they had for it, PT on PS4, was amazing. And by the way, if you guys have a PS4 and you want to play that, make sure you download it before the end of Tuesday. Apparently they're Wednesday morning, or it might be Tuesday night, they are taking PT off the marketplace on PS4. So if you were looking to keep that one just for nostalgia, or just to scare the crap out of people who haven't seen it before, download it now. But it's a big loss, man. It sucks. Konami is making a lot of poor decisions. They got rid of one of their biggest cash bringers, which was Hideo Kojima. And once Metal Gear comes out in September, they really have nothing left to release. They're going to go turn into a mobile company, probably, or even worse. Like, they've been trying to make, like, slot machines. They've been doing slot machines in America because in Japan right now, gambling is illegal, but they're looking to change that around. So they're going to go into, like, stupid things like slot machines and just random stupid shit that isn't video games. So I'm a little hurt over it. You know, I'm a huge Silent Hill fan. Yeah. And it's unfortunate that we're not going to see Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima work together.
For real.
Yeah, that sucks. And I saw today that they had also pulled themselves off of the Wall Street Market or whatever. I forget what exactly it was called. But like, yeah, they like pulled themselves, which to me is just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
Japanese pride, man.
That's just insane. Like, well, I mean, Konami pulling themselves off of that. I mean, like, that's like, you know, I mean, that's, to me, no one's going to be buying stock in your shit now, because like, now it doesn't not on the stock market anymore.
Yeah, they're gonna go out of business real soon.
Yeah. I just really wanted this game to watch you stream it and me sit at home and watch it, because I can't play games like that. They make it look at me a heart attack.
I just want to make a side note here that that site is selling all the pops for $7.50 each.
Yeah, they're on sale right now.
Holy
individually.
Shit, I gotta buy them all and not tell Ashley about it. Okay, anyways. Hey guys, what are you watching?
Oh shit. Yeah, so we all watched Daredevil. Yeah, I don't know if we've all talked about that yet, have we?
Excuse me, sir.
Are you watching closely?
All right. Anyways, let's all pick. We're well over our limit here, so let's all pick one thing each. Okay, one thing each. That's all you get, Doug. And I'll go first because Doug looks like he's thinking. I watched Ex Machina, and that was a phenomenal film. It is in limited release right now. If it's in a theater near you, go see it. It really, really makes you think. It's a thinker movie. It's not what I expected at all. It'll make you think about how AI really would be in this life, and how it would react to other human beings, and how it would take advantage of people, and how not. And just like, it's really crazy. It's a great film. Go see it. It's well worth your money. Next. Kev?
Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat, baby. I've been playing that all week.
Mortal Kombat, baby.
Yeah, dude, that game is awesome. Mortal Kombat 10 is fantastic. Graphics are fantastic. My complaint with it right now is the online lags. There's like a second behind, so like, you got to plan your moves way in advance, and it's tough with a fighting game because you got to be, you know, right like there. Uh-huh. So I've been getting my ass handed to me online. One thing I really like that they just threw in is faction wars. So when you first start up the game, you join a faction. I'm currently with the Lin Kuei, and we won last week. But all the online gamers, everyone together, builds up a certain pool of points, and throughout the week, you know, basically goes on who's winning and everything like that. There's ways they have faction kills, you know, just all kinds of cool stuff with it. and that's been giving me reason to like play it at least once a day to do the daily faction challenges. So it's really good, though. Fantastic job, MK Crew, ruling it. That's all I got.
Sweet. Dougie?
This
is so hard for him.
Did we talk about Daredevil last week? I don't know if I'd finished it by the time we talked about it last week.
I don't know. I'm on episode 10. So don't talk about it if you finished it.
Oh shit, I finished that shit.
I haven't finished it.
Yeah. I got two or three more episodes.
I got like five.
Okay, well let's just go of this phenomenal first season. Like so great. Can't believe it already got approved for or like greenlit for a second season.
I can believe it.
I can, but also they had laid out their plan for like their Netflix series that it was going to be Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Defenders. So I don't know where he falls in line. The second season falls into that whole plan.
Yeah.
But it was just a fucking amazing show. It was so good. I'm starting to get an echo of me again, so it's like it's getting distracting.
Throwing you off.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Doug.
Yeah, it's all your fault. But yeah, great first season. Highly recommend it. If you haven't already started it or already finished it, it was really good. I'm really excited to see what they do with Jessica Jones. Speaking of the second season, it has new showrunners because the rumor is right now that the showrunner for this season is going to be doing another Marvel show on Netflix that has not been announced yet, but might be Punisher.
Really?
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
I love Punisher.
Apparently the guy is a huge Punisher fan, and he's been wanting to do a Punisher show and has pitched it. And then they're talking about taking the Ultimate Universe, I think it's Ultimate Universe Punisher, where his family is actually killed by Kingpin.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he's like a cop in New York whose family is killed by Kingpin, and that's why he goes on his like Punisher revenge spree or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so it kind of falls in that universe. There's also talks that we'll see Spider-Man on Daredevil season 2, and that Daredevil may be in Civil War. This Marvel.
Oh yeah, dude, and he was he's contractually. Did you already say that? And it's in his contract that he cannot say no to be in the films.
Yep, he's contractually obligated to be in any Marvel film.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like that would be the first instance of like a TV show going over to film. I mean, that character is that good that it can be in that universe on film and it'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to see what they continue to do with this. We've been talking so long about how good DC's been doing with their universe with The Flash and Arrow, and then they've got their spinoff show coming up in the next year, their all-star team up. But dude, Daredevil just took this MCU to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane. It was so good.
Yeah, I agree. All right, folks, that is our show for the week. I hope that you enjoyed it. I missed everyone. I missed you guys and your big old fat asses.
Missed you too.
And
I'll see you this weekend in person.
Kevin's coming down this weekend. We gonna have some fun. Everything gonna be so awesome. I can't wait to get scared at the scary convention.
And maybe we'll stream some games this weekend. I think we talked about doing that.
Oh, yeah. We should totally do that.
That'd be fun.
The con ends a Saturday night at like 7. Go back to Jeremy's. We lube up.
Yes.
Wait. What? We record a recap show. Then maybe we'll stream some scary games. Maybe some Five Nights at Freddy's or something.
Oh shit, dude. Oh my god. I say we sit. We sit Doug down and make him play through at least like Fear, or something.
Fear is such a great game.
Hell yeah, and scary.
You know what? We should make him play through PT.
Fuck yeah.
Did you download it, Jeremy?
I'll download it tonight, so that way it's ready for him.
We're gonna make him play that.
Hey,
Jeremy, Doug, do not do any research into this.
Kevin,
I want you to fucking freak out.
Kevin, make sure bring your PS4 I because I don't have one.
Okay.
And that way we can get him his reaction recorded on screen.
Oh, you mean like stream it?
Yeah, because we can stream that shit, and then people can watch his reactions.
Word.
Awesome.
It's on.
All right, guys. It's been wonderful. Thanks, everybody, for the show. Bye.